Hey, welcome to episode 224 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. I'm Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Glad you're here. Yesterday we started 1 Corinthians. Today we begin the book of Proverbs by reading the first two chapters. And we're still in the easy-to-read version. Let's begin. Proverbs chapter 1. These are the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, and king of Israel. They will help you learn to be wise, to accept correction, and to understand wise sayings. They will teach you to develop your mind in the right way. You will learn to do what is right and to be honest and fair. These proverbs will make even those without education smart. They will teach young people what they need to know and how to use what they have learned. Even the wise could become wiser by listening to these proverbs. They will gain understanding and learn to solve difficult problems. These sayings will help you understand proverbs, stories with hidden meanings, words of the wise, and other difficult sayings. Knowledge begins with fear and respect for the Lord, but stubborn fools hate wisdom, refuse to learn. My son, listen to your father when he corrects you, and don't ignore what your mother teaches you. What you learn from your parents will bring you honor and respect, like a crown or a gold medal. My son, those who love to do wrong will try to trick you. Don't listen to them. They will say, "Come with us, let's hide and beat to death anyone who happens to walk by. We will swallow them whole as the grave swallows the dying. We will take everything they have and fill our houses with stolen goods. So join us, and you can share everything we get." My son, don't follow them. Don't even take the first step along that path. They run to do something evil, and they cannot wait to kill someone. You cannot trap birds with a net if they see you spreading it out. But evil people cannot see the trap they set for themselves. This is what happens to those who are greedy. Whatever they get destroys them. Listen, wisdom is shouting in the streets. She is crying out in the marketplace. She is calling out where the noisy crowd gathers. Fools, how long will you love being ignorant? How long will you make fun of wisdom? How long will you hate knowledge? I wanted to tell you everything I knew and give you all my knowledge, but you didn't listen to my advice and teaching. I tried to help, but you refused to listen. I offered my hand, but you turned away from me. You ignored my advice and refused to be corrected. So I will laugh at your troubles and make fun of you when what you fear happens. Disasters will strike you like a storm. Problems will pound you like a strong wind. Trouble and misery will weigh you down. Fools will call for me, but I will not answer. They will look for me, but they will not find me. That is because they hated knowledge. They refused to fear and respect the Lord. They ignored my advice and refused to be corrected. They filled their lives with what they wanted. They went their own way, so they will get what they deserve. Fools die because they refuse to follow wisdom. They are content to follow their foolish ways, and that will destroy them. But those who listen to me will live in safety and comfort. They will have nothing to fear. Proverbs chapter 2. My son, pay attention to what I say. Remember my commands. Listen to wisdom, and do your best to understand. Ask for good judgment. Cry out for understanding. Look for wisdom like silver. Search for it like hidden treasure. If you do this, you will understand what it means to respect the Lord, and you will come to know God. The Lord is the source of wisdom. Knowledge and understanding come from His mouth. He gives good advice to honest people and shields those who do what is right. He makes sure that people are treated fairly. He watches over His loyal followers. If you listen to Him, you will understand what is just and fair and how to do what is right. You will gain wisdom, and knowledge will bring you joy. Planning ahead will protect you, and understanding will guard you. These will keep you from following the wrong path and will protect you from those who have evil plans. Such people have left the straight path and now walk in darkness. They enjoy doing evil and are happy with the confusion it brings. Their ways are crooked. They lie and cheat. Wisdom will save you from that other woman, another man's wife, who tempts you with sweet words. She married when she was young, but then she left her husband. she forgot the marriage vows she made before God. Going into her house leads to death. She will lead you to the grave. All who enter lose their life and never return. Wisdom will help you follow the example of good people and stay on the right path. Honest people will live in the land, and those who do right will remain there. But the wicked will be forced to leave. Those who lie and cheat will be thrown out of the land. May God bless the reading of His Word. I think a little background is called for as we begin the book of Proverbs. I hope you don't mind if I go back to the basics for just a minute or two. The Bible can be divided into sections or categories. In the Old Testament, these categories are law, history, poetry, major prophets, and minor prophets. The New Testament categories are the Gospels, history, the epistles or letters, and prophecy. So far in the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, we've read all the Old Testament books of the law, and we're into the second book of the historical books, which is Judges. Of the historical books, there are 10 more to come. We've completed one of the books of poetry, Psalms, and have just begun another in that category with a reading today. There are a total of 5 books in the category of poetry. We have yet to touch either the major or minor prophets. In the New Testament, we've completed the Gospels and the single book of history, which is the book of Acts, and we completed one of the 21 epistles, that being Romans. Of course, Revelation is the one book of prophecy. Now, Proverbs was written by King David's son, Solomon. Solomon is commonly thought of as the wisest man and the richest man who ever lived. His wisdom was a gift given to him by God as a result of the prayer he made upon his ascension to the throne at the death of his father, David. Instead of asking for wealth or victory over his enemies or power, he prayed a simple prayer asking for wisdom to lead God's people. God was so pleased by Solomon's prayer that he not only granted him great wisdom, but he gave Solomon the things he could have asked for, but didn't. The book of Proverbs is primarily a collection of short, often just single-sentence teachings or nuggets of truth. There are thoughts and ideas that God revealed to Solomon. Remember, it's long been the belief by Orthodox Christianity that the Bible was written by men as they were inspired by the Holy Spirit. So these are not just merely the thoughts of a wise man, but they are from the very mind of God Himself. The first chapter's introduction tells us that these proverbs will benefit anyone who heeds their teachings, and anyone who does not is a fool who will come to destruction. It tells us that we'll learn wisdom if we put them into practice in our own lives. It also introduces a character who will be recurring throughout the book, and that is the personification of wisdom as a woman. In verse 20, we see wisdom shouting in the streets and marketplace, chiding those who refuse to listen to her teaching, and encouraging those who will to listen. Chapter 2 encourages us to pursue wisdom, because in so doing we will come to know God. Now, if that's not a worthy endeavor, I don't know what is. Much of the teaching is directed at one of Solomon's sons, so the teaching is especially applicable to a young person just starting out in life. But the lessons, as noted earlier, are good for everyone. I'm looking forward to sharing this wonderful book with you as we go further over the next few weeks in the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. But that's enough for today. As you know, I try to keep the podcast at around 10 minutes because I want to respect your time. What are your thoughts on Proverbs? Let me know at steve@lifespringmedia.com or in the comments for this message. You can find that at bible.lifespringmedia.com. I'm glad you were here today. I hope you are too. Tomorrow we'll get back to the book of Judges. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.